The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen. Replay from Money FM 89.3. Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen on Money FM 89.3.
And we're back here on Money FM 89.3, your Weekend Mornings with Timothy Goh and Neil Humphreys this Saturday. And Neil, we have very special men in Singapore who's been in Singapore longer than I have, longer than you have, I think.
Yeah, we have a legendary jazz band here today, Chromazone. That's Chromazone with a Z. We have Christy Smith. Say hello.
Hello.
We have Rick Smith.
Hey.
And we have Eddie Lehman.
Howdy.
Now, these three chaps, Chromazone, they pioneered the jazz scene, or certainly revolutionized the jazz scene in Singapore. First, guys, it's your final gigs, I believe. So tell us first why you've got your final gigs and where they are.
Well, at this time, we have live music at Maduro. It just came into effect the last few months. So I'm artist in residence on Saturday. So one of the ideas was, let's get the guys together on at least one of the Saturdays of August in conjunction with Mr. Eddie Lehman, our drummer that is moving back to Los Angeles, originally from Ohio, moving to Los Angeles. So we'll take advantage of playing with him and bringing the group back together so we can share some fun.
Yeah. Now, you play the double bass, is that correct?
That's correct.
You have got the jazziest voice I have ever heard in my life. Is that a thing?
Fascinating.
It is a great... Where are you from originally?
I'm from L.A., Compton, California.
Right. Are you all from L.A. or from...
No, Mississippi.
Ohio.
Okay, so you've got Mississippi, Ohio, and L.A. Right, so first tell us, when did you guys first come together? How did that come about in Singapore?
Well,
this
we
is
all
your
came,
Rick, the band leader, right?
Yeah, we all came to Singapore to play at a place called Somerset's in different bands. And I had been living in Taiwan for 8 years, and I decided to make a move to Singapore and come to work for a guy named Jeremy Montero.
Yes,
and
we know him very
I was
well.
Working in his studio, and I started working at Harry's Bar in the end of '92 with Jeremy, and he left, and I took over the band there. And then, very soon after that, Christy joined me.
He came and got
then,
me.
And then Eddie jumped ship and joined us after that. So the band was playing six nights a week from around '93 until 2010, when they stopped having live music there.
So this was at Harry's Bar.
Yeah.
The three of you together.
Yeah, we were together. And we had various piano players, some really great players, one or two of which are going to play with us tonight. That's Nick Lim and Mei Shum. And we also have a few that have left the planet.
Michael Stanton.
Stanton, great, great, great player. And our policy was we would have a new singer every 2 to 3 months from the States.
Oh, wow.
And so we were the resident band, and we brought various singers over. And tonight we're going to have one of those people who also came here and loved it and stayed.
Now, Eddie, you're the drummer.
Yeah.
Now, it's always flaky drummers who leave bands and change. You know, what is it with drummers? So what's your story, Eddie?
You're generalizing.
You know, Ringo Starr, Pete Best, they all come and go, drummers. You know, Oasis have had about 10 drummers. So what's the story there?
Well, Ringo had money.
That's true. Yeah.
And I'm trying to get money. No, actually, I've just been here a long time, and my wife is Singaporean, and she's in L.A. right now, just finishing up New York Film Academy.
Oh,
doing
wow.
Photography thing there. So she wanted to live in L.A., and I needed to get out of here for a while. And so that it worked out. That's pretty much why I'm leaving.
So you guys have been together over 20 years on the jazz scene in Singapore.
Yeah,
why were these final 25 years? Why would these gigs be special to you, these final gigs playing together?
Well, it's a chance to rekindle some of the great songs we used to play. Mm. We had a magnificent repertoire because we covered... We didn't play the same songs every night from our history.
Right.
So we rehearsed twice a week back in those days. The music was always fresh. And when we get back together, it will be fresh again tonight.
I hear that.
Fantastic. So what sort of songs will we be looking for? What sort of, what will people who come tonight expect?
We really cover a whole range of styles and idioms, you know. We're pretty grounded in the R&B of the, and soul of the 60s and 70s. And we love to play
the grassroots.
We love to play all of that stuff. So the blues, the R&B.
From Charlie Parker to Pat Metheny.
Fantastic.
Right, everything, you know. So that was kind of our stock in trade. We were not really limited to, like, one particular idiom. And our singers that we brought in were also, they're largely soul singers, you know. So they sing straight-ahead jazz, but they also sing anything from Aretha. We had powerhouse singers.
Wow. And these singers you bring in, you said they're always American, or do you use Singaporean singers as well?
We had a couple of Singaporean singers that would occasionally fill in the spots, but kind of our signature was that
the
was international, and there was always at least one Singaporean in the band.
Right.
So usually it was our piano player.
And you're playing at
Maduro.
So
Dempsey.
Right. So do you want to give people the times and the details? Where can we come and see you?
Well, we'll start about 9:30, and that's 40 C Harding Road, Dempsey Hill, Maduro. And this Saturday will be that Christy Smith and Friends featuring the Chromosome Crew. Next week we'll feature Zora Smith on the 31st.
That's his daughter.
Oh, your daughter's part of the band.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Well, no. She's a part of the Christy Smith
and
Friends Artists in Residency band. I've had different bands every week.
Right. How old is she, your daughter?
22.
Right. And singer?
Singer and...
Fantastic. So what sort of style is she? Is she the next Aretha Franklin? What is?
She's learning a lot about jazz and singing that, but she sings Brazilian and has the R&B pop stuff covered.
Brilliant. So if you want to get down to Maduro's to see the greatest jazz band, is that fair to say?
Yeah, one of them.
One of them.
One.
That's good.
Modestly. Yeah. One of the greatest jazz bands.
We have to be right about that.
Maybe it's the oldest.
25 years they've been together. This would be the last chance to see him in Singapore. Is that correct?
Tonight.
At Maduro's.
Come and enjoy Richard Jackson, Rick Smith, Eddie Lehman, Christy Smith, and May Shum.
Fantastic. We'll get down to Maduro's for that. Tonight, Chromosome, Christy's Friends, last time ever.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.